This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And there's still more on this democracy story that I think we should probably finish here before talking about possibly another type of governance. We'll tell you about that. And if we have time, I definitely want to talk about the diversity training that is, according to some people, an absolute sham. Conan has that story. So let's continue, Chris, with the story about democracy and actually why elections might be bad for democracy.
Sure. And I'm actually waiting for it to refresh on my screen. So I think the gist of it, and I'll go into one more point, then I think we could probably move on to something new. But I thought this was a good point, too, is that, bear with me, my screen's just messing with me. 50 years ago, we lived in a world of greater political apathy and yet greater trust in politics. Now there is both passion and distrust. These are turbulent times, as the events of the past week demonstrated all too clearly.
And the events that they're talking about here are, the vote for the European, or rather for the United Kingdom of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland to leave the European Union.
Daryl, do you know offhand how many registered UK voters came out for that? What percentage?
I don't.
Because it was up there. It was a heck of a lot more than, say, a presidential election in the U.S.
I seem to think it was in the 70 to 80% range.
That's what I thought. I know that they were anticipating 80% turnout.
Which means either you can look at it as 20% were voted for, were disenfranchised, or didn't care.
So the idea that was an important election is actually true. It, just from the turnout, that this was a huge deal that they were having to put up with, and the fact that it was so close should have people actually looking at the system. It's like, well, why? I mean, this is such an important issue to us. Why does 50? And I think it was 51-48, right?
It was like 52.5. I'll pull up the
why do these other clowns get to make the decisions for us? And if it had turned the other way around, and why do we have to stay in the EU because these clowns are outnumbers by a percentage.
I think it probably may not be accurate to say that high turnout equals important issue. High turnout can also just be about passion. So we see that a lot in political parties. When somebody is running against somebody that one side really, really hates, then that party will tend to have a higher turnout to beat the other guy. It's not really about big turnout because there's anything important going on. It's just that guy's evil.
You're talking about the wrestling match that goes on every 4 years in this country. But I think this Brexit thing was a little bit different because you didn't have like two personalities that in one,
No, you kind of did have two personalities. There was the leader of the UK Independence Party, UKIP, as they're called, that was advocating leave. And then you had David Cameron, who was the prime minister, advocating for Remain.
Yeah.
And so you did have two personalities that were going strong against one another.
I don't know if they were, but they were just representatives of the two groups. I don't know that they were actually like the...
Well, yeah, I'd love to have a caller call in from Great Britain and let me know, but
and I know
this
it was very ideological. It was very similar when Scotland had their Skexit vote that wasn't called Skexit, the Scottish independence referendum. You did have two strong personalities. You had the person that was the official spokesman for leave, and you had the spokesman for stay. And it did wind up coming down to, and I think in large part, the Brexit vote came down to who is more appealing, who is articulating things better than their opponent, and I will vote that way. And
really,
I have the results pulled up. It was 72% turnout, 52% voted leave, 48% voted remain. Every polling place in Scotland and Northern Ireland voted overwhelmingly to remain in the EU.
I think what it boils down to, you have two types of people. You have people who want to be taken care of, and then you have others who want to make their own decisions on their own. I think that's what it really boiled down. And in this case, the I want to make my own decisions rule one at the end of the day.
I think you're giving people way too much credit in Great Britain. And
yes,
please, somebody from Great Britain, call up and tell me I'm absolutely wrong. But I saw this playing out not differently than party politics in the United States. I am assuming that the left, the David Camerons of the world, were very much in favor of the status quo and big government and everything that comes with it.
Wouldn't technically that be the conservative? Because conservative, by definition, means the supporter
no change,
of the status
but that
quo.
Isn't what we refer to it. Well, let me say this. And that the right, who was very much against the immigration that is part and parcel, and to me, one of the good things about the EU, one of the very few good things, crossing borders freely, was against it. So,
well, and
does it boil it down that simply as like a right versus left?
Switzerland is part of that Schengen region, but they're not a member of the EU.
And they're doing pretty good.
Yes,
and they
actually just withdrew their application for membership to the EU.
I am proud of my
ancestors. I don't even know why they were even thinking about it. I mean, it's like, wow, look at all these other countries that are just, you know, being dragged to the mud. Who would even consider that?
The Swiss saw a way to gain from it.
Yeah, okay.
That's it in a nutshell. The Swiss are very good at
why
that.
Why the EU was going to move to Switzerland instead of Brussels.
Yeah, but I think that's important, and while we may talk about this being a historic and important thing, I don't know that it was really not just about more or less a bigger version of partisan politics. So anyway, back to the article. 50 years ago, we lived in a world of greater political apathy and yet greater trust in politics. Now it's both passion and distrust. And yet for all this turbulence, there's been little reflection on the tools that our democracies use. It is still a heresy to ask whether elections in their current form are a badly outmoded technology for converting the collective will of the people into governments and policies. We'll discuss and debate the outcome of a referendum without discussing its principles. This should be surprising. In a referendum, we ask people directly what they think when they have not been obliged to think, although they have certainly been bombarded by every conceivable form of manipulation in the months leading up to the vote. But the problem is not confined to referendums. In an election, you may cast your vote, but you are also casting it away for the next few years. The system of delegation to an elected representative may have been necessary in the past when communication was slow and information was limited, but is completely out of touch with the way citizens interact with each other today. Even in the 18th century, Jean-Jacques Rousseau had already observed that elections alone were no guarantee of liberty. Quote, "The people of England deceive themselves when they fancy that they are free. They are so, in fact, only during the election of members of Parliament, for as soon as a new one is elected, they are again in chains and they are nothing again." Unquote.
So they're free for 15 minutes during the voting process, and then they immediately when they get back in the car to drive back to work, they just slap the shackles back on.
Well, that's pretty much what we do. You know, we cast our votes. We say, I choose you to have dominion over my life. And that's it. And then we walk away.
Should there be a new form of governance? Neil deGrasse Tyson thinks so. We'll jump into that here momentarily. But first, your calls to 855-450-FREE. We've got James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, momentarily, that is it not, Minister Perry?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, right. You knuckleheads live in the greatest country on God's green earth, and you call your show Free Talk Live, Minister Perry. Shall I get a word in edgewise while I hold?
Do you have anything intelligent to say? I will place you on hold and we'll find out. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're also on Skype. Username LRN.FM.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're also on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. And, well, you know, maybe you have missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare insurance. Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose a doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships can be purchased for an individual, couples, or a full family, offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or you can visit online libertyhealthshare.org to get a free estimate. 855-585-4237 or libertyhealthshare.org. Back to the phones. We've got James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yes, Chris, it would be nice to tell you my journey from the Libertarian Party to the Republican Party because of people like Minister Perry, who said something not only unintelligent, but extremely despicable on, of all things, a propaganda arm of Russia, Russian government called Russia Today, when he called United States of America the greatest terrorist state on earth.
No, I called the United States military the world's largest terrorist organization.
The same thing.
No, it's not. The United States of America is a lot of land and property.
Okay.
The United States of America is a lot of land between two giant oceans.
I get your, okay.
You the United not, States military is an organization. James, I'm putting you on hold because if we're talking at the same time, that doesn't really work.
We are going to give him a chance to reply, right? Please.
I'm going to unmute him as soon as I finish my statement.
Go ahead.
The United States military is millions of men and women that blow people up around the world. Now, I will unmute you and let you finish your statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misconstrued your statement, which you've done before about mine, and never apologized because you're not really a minister. But again, I stand corrected.
You've never told me exactly what I've misconstrued of yours, and when you have tried to explain yourself,
recently.
It sounds as though
very
you're
recently.
Saying the same thing.
I'd like to hear
very
him
recently.
Get his point out.
Very recently, you again seconded the accusations I want to just blow up Muslims in the Middle East wantonly, just like one of the very first, if not the first time I was ever on Free Talk Live, you accused me of wanting to nuke the Middle East. But the people you say that are people that the U.S. military is killing, not murdering, are people that are animals that want to live in the seventh century and that do actually commit their
So the children, the little 5 and 6 year old boys are animals?
Let him finish.
I am not here to advocate the killing of children ever and never do. But the Islamist terrorists, just like Nazis, like when my dad was in artillery in northern France, Minister Perry, love to surround themselves with children because they don't care if those children die at all because they want it's still a Muslim caliphate or Islamic, as it should be called, and they don't care who they kill or exactly, I should say, murder. They don't care at all. They believe they're on a mission from God. Now, when we have to kill children because they're hiding amongst children, I don't blame the person that shot the drone or shot the missile or shot the gun, because I blame the bastard that is actually trying to take over the world because they believe Allah is God, Muhammad is his messenger, death to the infidels. There are literally millions of people.
Let me ask you this question,
let
James.
Let me finish it.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me finish a quick point. There are millions of people in the Middle East that think that Osama bin Laden is really cool and that 9/11 should happen again they're mass murderers and need to be erased from existence like Nazism and Hitlerism had to be. And millions of people died because of it. But none of them died. No innocent people died when the Nazis were defeated and eliminated from the earth. And if Islamist terrorists were defeated from the earth, nobody would die. No innocents would be dying in the Middle East, period, at the other end of a United States military gun, minister. But let me ask you this question,
James. I've got a question. When the United States military comes out with a report saying that 90% of the people that are killed by drone strikes, targeted drone strikes, are actually civilians, you're saying that those are all justified deaths?
Oh, he said they're animals. Yep. All of
Hold
them.
On.
I didn't,
let James answer.
Justify it, Conan. I'm defending the U.S. military and the 90% thing. Where'd you get that from, Mother Jones?
That's actually something from a U.S. military report.
Yeah, can I?
United States military.
Can I jump
you
in here?
What you had to say?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, James, I think at least where I'm coming from, I'm former military.
Yeah, I know that.
And I'm also a former Republican. And I don't belong to the Libertarian Party, but I get Daryl's point of view, even though it may not always be accurate. And that is that war, when we decide that we're going to go in and change another society through battle, then innocent lives are going to be lost. And
we both agree on that.
Right. And what I hate, one of the things I really hate as a former member of the military, is the thought that for our soldiers, because of questionable reasons to go into war. So, was it Al-Qaeda when we went into Iraq the first time? Certainly wasn't.
Whoever said we went into Iraq because of Al-Qaeda.
No. I'm just saying it wasn't Al-Qaeda.
Or weapons of mass destruction.
Somebody like Daryl would say that.
No.
Actually, no, I never said that. Thank you, James, for the call.
You know, I was really trying to get through to him.
Yeah, well, he's still listening.
He's still listening.
But I think the point is that I also don't want the deaths of innocents to be on the consciences of American soldiers who are following orders, and we can have that discussion about whether just following orders is right or wrong, but we have a lot of people in the military, and they're being asked to do things that they should never be asked to do.
Right, and on average, 22 former soldiers kill themselves every day because of the horrible things that some government agent told them to do.
I could not agree more.
Very curious numbers. They get these poor kids when they're young. They got me when I was young, when you're young and stupid, you're most capable of just following orders, and then you get out and you don't know what you've done with yourselves for the last 8 years, and then later on when you're 50, 60, and the VA is giving you the hard run when you're trying to get your PSD treated or your amputated limbs, and you're like, I'm tired of it, and that's when the gun goes in the mouth, and that's what you get. Don't join the military, kids. Stay
your calls, your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. Is diversity training a good thing or not? This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food. turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're also on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio, it's Daryl, Chris, and Conan. And Conan has a story about diversity training might possibly be a sham.
Quite possibly. This comes to us from campusreform.org. Anthony Gakowski writes, "Administrators across the country are folding to student demands for more diversity, but a recent study out of Harvard suggests that mandatory diversity trainings are actually making schools less diverse."
No.
Not more. A survey in the current edition of the Harvard Business Review, based on over three decades worth of data from more than 800 U.S. businesses, shows that most diversity programs aren't actually increasing diversity. In fact, the data suggests that diversity programs like the ones seen all over American campuses are having exactly the opposite effect. The study's authors, sociology professors Frank Dobbin of Harvard and Alexandra Kalev of Tel Aviv University, tracked the effect of diversity trainings on the actual growth of minority populations in businesses over a five-year period, but found that after instituting required training for managers, companies saw no improvement in the proportion of white women, black men, and Hispanics in management, and the share of black women actually decreased by 9% on average, while the ranks of Asian American men and women shrank by 4 and 5%. The reason, the review argues, is that managers, business executives, and employees in general are less likely to agree with a position if it is presented to them under mandatory circumstances. Indeed, the review is not alone in its thinking, citing three other studies supporting that the claim that compulsory diversity trainings are met with resistance and anger. and that many participants actually report more animosity towards the other groups afterwards. Isn't that something?
Who would have thought?
So they all got ODD.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
So, but I would have actually thought that. I think that, I don't know. This reminds me of, affirmative action. And I don't know how many studies out there have actually gone into the specifics. I don't know if that's something that they can even touch. But this is something that is still, you know, within the realms of study, but maybe not in years to come with more and more of the safe spaces and college campuses and just the way that they're learning how to handle their business, the way that this they're learning how to take care of their business in such a way that it really doesn't work in the real world.
I've been through a number of diversity trainings throughout my career. I worked for years in IT. I've been through it with different companies, and at least here is my sort of skeptic's view of what these programs were all about. It had nothing to do with promoting diversity. Because we were already diverse, you know? I when you work in IT, you do work with people from all different cultures, all walks of life, and that's just how it is. And if you're a good engineer, great, we're going to keep you. If you're not, we're going to get rid of you.
So as somebody that's never been to diversity training, and the article I don't think really got into exactly what is diversity training, so what is diversity training?
Well, it's not going to be the same between any two organizations unless they have the same organization that's doing the training for them. But usually what it is, it's talking about the differences between people and how we have to break down those barriers. Most of my diversity trainings would involve some form of role play or involve some scenarios that we would discuss and talk about and things like that. But when you cut through all of that, businesses, for the most part, do diversity training. I'm going to make a statement, and anyone is free to disagree with me, to keep themselves out of court cases.
It's all about being PC. You got someone in HR who's got this grand idea about how can we be more PC? How can this company be more PC and be more attractive to to the shareholders,
to the
customers?
Nope. Forget it.
It's all about lawsuits.
It's about keeping your butt out of court, not getting a lawsuit thrown at you. And if you do get a lawsuit thrown at you, you want to be able to point to your perfect record of providing diversity training. And we do all these things. We're not sure how this one single person, but I can assure you that the problem is not systemic within our company. Please don't
punish
our... Same
reason they wind up doing the sexual harassment stuff of don't slap your secretary on the butt.
No difference whatsoever. So I may be... You know, I may be a little jaded after sitting through hours and hours and hours of these things, but that to me is all it came down to.
And you know what? Most people, there is never ever a problem, except that these situations are always being stirred up. It's like Black History Month. It's like why do we still have this?
Right. And why?
I mean, it makes sense maybe when it was still fresh in people's minds, but this is it's so long ago.
And
if you keep stirring it up and reminding people, you know, to be angry at each other. No, let's just be humans. Let's just live with each other and, you know, and hate each other for other reasons.
Exactly. And I know there are many different cultures and many different environments around the country, but I can honestly say that the companies that I worked for, if a black woman was more qualified and a better worker than a white male, guess who's getting the promotion?
Yep.
You know, and that was certainly the case with me. I mean, we were held accountable for what we produced, and why would you not want to have the best person do that? So certainly there are people out there that are prejudiced. Certainly there are. But I can tell you there's a whole litany of things that corporations do because it's been foisted upon them by regulation, by legislation, and by lawsuits.
Well, according to this article, the reason that it doesn't work is because we're all rebels. And when you force someone to do something that it might not necessarily agree with, or in your case, Chris, where it's just so aggravatingly long and, you know, you could be being productive right now, but here you are sitting in this two-hour class watching bullcrap programs and then role-playing stuff that never would have happened in your situation. Because you're just getting along with your coworkers just fine, but now they're riling all this up, they're stirring it all up and making the soup cloudy. I guess it depends on.
Oh yeah, when do you think you're going to hear the best racist jokes? after diversity training or during diversity training, because somebody's going to crack a joke. And it's going to be somebody cracking a joke about their own race, you know what I mean, or something like that. But that's, it's just insanity. And like I said, I mean, I don't know what the goal of our company was. I can certainly suspect that it was simply to provide an adequate defense if necessary.
Let me read some more of this. Further, the review argues that the positive effects of a diversity training session are transitory, rarely lasting beyond a day or two, while a number of studies suggest that it can activate bias or spark a backlash. In many cases, diversity trainings are administrated using negative messages, with instructors often emphasizing the legal consequences of discrimination and telling horror stories of crushing settlements. But the review contends that threats of negative incentives don't win converts. Likewise, many grievance procedures, such as bias reporting systems, have similar adverse effects and do little to actually prevent racial bias and discrimination. The review finds that in many cases, formal discrimination reports are responded to with retaliation, suggesting that more effective solution would be to enforce a more personal and organic procedure rather than a bureaucratic one.
This sounds as though they're basically saying what a lot of people have known for a long time, that negative reinforcement does not work.
Right.
And I'm sure we've all had that boss to where they only ever tell you when you do something wrong. They never tell you, you know, the 99 times you do something right. They only ever tell you that one time you do something wrong.
We call that Thursday on Free Talk Live when we're here with you, Daryl.
Wow.
Listen to the nights you're off, and that's all we do is just talk about you, especially when Mark's on.
Cause... Oh, no, that's not true. I get lots of positive feedback from Daryl.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of the stop stirring it up. Let's just get along.
Right.
Let's work together. Let's get the job done. Hey, we got hired at this company to do one thing, and that was to make our customers happy, to make the shareholders happy. Let's just do that. Let's make a good product, and let's go home and have a beer, you know, and talk about it at the bar after work.
I thought we got hired to just sit in meetings all day long and not actually do anything productive.
There are plenty of companies that are just like that.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Your calls and thoughts, if you call in right now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We're talking about diversity training, and Conan has that story.
Let's wrap it up, the story over at Campus Reform. The review concludes that while there are effective means available to promote real diversity of thought and race, most of the strategies currently in place have proven ineffective. Quote, strategies for controlling bias, which drive most diversity efforts, have failed spectacularly since they were introduced to promote equal opportunity. The authors assert, pointing out that Black men have barely gained ground in corporate management since 1985, while white women haven't progressed since 2000. Quote, it isn't that there aren't enough educated women and minorities out there. Both groups have made huge educational gains over the past two generations. The problem is that we can't motivate people by forcing them to get with the program and punishing them if they don't, they explain. The numbers sum it up. Your organization will become less diverse, not more, if you require managers to go to diversity training, try to regulate their hiring and promotion decisions, and put in a legalistic grievance system. And I think what this is wrapping up to is free people, free individuals make better decisions in the long run, and telling people what to do, they're going to naturally rebel against you and have issue with being forced to do something they might not agree with. They might agree with you. They might absolutely 100% agree with you, but when you tell them that they have to do something, they already agree with you, but you tell them to, they're going to just naturally rebel against you.
Yeah, I think wearing a seatbelt is a good idea.
Yep, but when you have someone standing on your shoulder.
I don't do it because there was some law passed that said that you must do this for your own safety. And I said, you know what, don't tell me what to do.
But we're the worst of the bunch when it comes to telling the man to back off. I do wear my seatbelt. There's no law. I don't need to get car.
Do you do it only because your car goes dingy, dingy, ding if you don't wear your seatbelt?
Nope, I don't want to go flying out of my windshield and wrapping my head around a pole. And I also have vehicle insurance, and we're not required to do that in New Hampshire either.
You bet.
And if I was on a motorcycle, I would damn near wear my helmet every single time because I know what happens to people's heads. They break open like eggs.
And I'd
when
wear
they, yeah, when they run it, they wreck into the telephone pole.
I'd wear a seatbelt on a motorcycle, too. So when I was in the military, they actually brought in a guy. It was when Maryland switched over from no seatbelt required to seatbelt required.
Mm-hmm.
And the state trooper came in and he talked to us, and He pretty much said, I'm the same way you do. I don't like to wear these things anyway. But in, I forget what he said, 25 years of being a state trooper in Maryland, he had never pulled a dead body out of a seatbelt. It's not to say that everybody who wore a seatbelt lived. He said that's certainly not the case. But I've never cut anyone dead out of a seatbelt. I've seen plenty of dead bodies alongside the road when they got ejected through the
windshield. So he was actually trying to convince you. He wasn't there telling you.
He was. It was from his point of view. And I don't know if that's just a standard line they all use or anything. But
it is.
I've heard a
bunch of police officers use that and paramedics as well. But I know from personal experience, I had a buddy back in college that had he been wearing his seatbelt when he ran into a telephone pole, he would have died because the steering column was where he was sitting. He fell over to the side and missed the steering column coming through to where he was sitting.
I had had an accident like that when I was a teenager, and I've always argued the same point, but those are impossible to say.
Right.
By the way, I do something that's against the law. I text while at a parking spot with my foot on the brake still. You're not allowed to do that, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, New Hampshire, if your vehicle is on, you are not allowed to look at your phone for any reason, even if it's to type in the address of where you're going and using your phone as a GPS, because the law is absolutely horribly written. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ryan calling in from West Virginia. Ryan, oops, I hit the wrong button there. Board op, please let Ryan call back in. My finger slid over and hit drop instead of air.
Likely.
No, that was a total accident. Apologies, Ryan, on that. So if you're at a
stoplight,
right?
If you put the vehicle into park, can you text legally?
Not unless you turn your car off, and then that would be probably violating something else.
Yeah, turning your car off in traffic.
Yes.
Even if you wanted to save some gas and quit that gaseous emissions and
because
you're a greenie.
And it's also in New Hampshire illegal to put your car in neutral while you're driving. So coasting, illegal. Something else that's illegal?
The one about collecting seaweed after a certain hour?
Being a Secret Service agent and embezzling funds from an entity that you were tasked with investigating. And we all know about the Secret Service agent who stole a bunch of money from the Silk Road while he was part of that investigation. Well, headline
that
now.
Wait, Daryl, that wasn't just a perk of the job?
No. This guy's in prison for a little bit of time. Sean Bridges pled guilty last year and was sentenced to 6 years in prison for stealing about $800,000 worth of Bitcoin. Apparently, now has been connected to another theft of about $700,000 worth of Bitcoin from a Secret Service account.
Interesting.
3 months after the agency was urged to block his access. This individual, Sean Bridges, again, he was involved in the Ross Ulbricht trial, and the fact that he had been, I believe, indicted or knew of his investigation and was about to be indicted, that was not able to be brought up in trial by Ross Ulbricht's attorneys. You can find out more about that trial and donate to the Ross Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund at freeross.org. Let's go back to Ryan. Ryan, you now are on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I was just thinking about this is kind of off topic here, but all the terrorist, the terror attacks going on all over the world and everything. It seems like if people were wanting to cause terror in a nation that, drops bombs on,
on their kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I definitely agree with where you guys stand in that aspect. I definitely agree that terrorism spawns from our own aggression, from the U.S.'s own aggression in other countries. And it seems to me that, in Orlando, when the guy went into the club and killed 49 people, or was it 50 maybe? And it seems like somebody that would have the intelligence to do that sort of thing would have the intelligence to know that it wasn't like a bunch of people in a nightclub that had initiated, you know, the attack, you know, these bombings and everything on, you know, on their homeland.
Right.
And you would think that they would initiate attacks on our own government facilities. And I just wonder why that is that they don't. I mean, I'm not encouraging.
Well, I know the theory.
In the case of the Orlando shooting, I have little doubt that it was not. I have major doubt that it was a ISIS-related incident, and it was just a self-loathing gay man who was going to get revenge on something that might have happened to him in the past, or the fact that he wasn't able to hook up with an individual. But you're absolutely right. If you actually want to make an impact, it's go blow up a government building.
Disagree completely. You can paralyze a country through terrorism. So when you think about the numbers and how, you know, let's talk about 9/11. I mean, it was a lot of Americans were killed, but if you cause 3,000 deaths by attacking a military base, the rest of the country would keep going. They shut down our airplanes. They shut down everything. That's why terrorism to me is very effective.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
I'm sorry. It really lets the populace know that, you know, that they can get to us, I guess, somehow, you know.
Right. And, you're vulnerable. You're unprotected.
Right. And that, I guess that is the essence of terrorism, you know, it's psychological terrorism. And,
absolutely.
It seems like, you know, if I just feel like the government is very, very, very strong about letting us know that terrorism is out there. It really seems like...
Ryan, it sounds like you've got more to say. Call in earlier in the night tomorrow because we are out of time tonight. But we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.